despite the Bears' defense being dinged up, what concerns you about facing them?
Well, anytime you can play a defense that they can get after you with their front four, you know, that's a challenge. You still have, obviously, with Julius, premier pass rusher. You got a very good secondary, you know, one of the top secondary as far as getting turnovers. I mean, those guys are smart. They're Pro Bowl players. They understand the system. They understand the timing and when the ball's got to come out. And you're seeing them at times drop receivers and making picks for touchdowns because they understand the timing of their blitz called. And obviously coach sub well, but they have great instincts and played against those guys for, you know, a number of years now and always, you know, appreciate the way they play and have a lot of respect for them.
Well, that said, I mean, as good as the players, some of the players have been, your record against them is such that do you have to guard against them a little bit of overconfidence?
I think the respect we have for our opponent and then the way that we prepare doesn't allow us to have that that overconfidence. I think you have to respect every team in the league, and you have to prepare to be successful each week, regardless of how you've been in the past against them or what their record shows. Anybody can beat anybody on any given Sunday, and we've seen evidence of that, you know, over the years. So a lot of respect. The Bears are 4-3 coming off a bye, so it's going to be a tough challenge, obviously, every time you play a division opponent.
Aaron, you guys have been able to plug in receivers or linemen, for that matter, just with regularity without really missing a beat. That doesn't really happen around the league that much. I was curious, is there any secret to your success in being able to do that?
You know, I can't give out any of those secrets.
It's just us.
It's something in the water up here in Green Bay.
But is it, you know, you get a lot of credit for that. They always say it's Aaron Rodgers. He makes good receivers. But from your perspective, who gets the credit for that?
I think you have to give credit from the top down with the personnel department, the kind of guys you brought in, and then the coaching staff, where they prepare those guys. And then, obviously, I like to put my own little spin on some things and make sure that they're you know, in tune with the checks and with how I want them to run the routes. But it starts with bringing in quality guys and then coaching them up and then buying into our system and the way we do things here. And there's an expectation when you step in, you're going to play well.
Sorry, Aaron. What stands out to you about Boykin in particular?
Since he got here, he's been kind of in my hip pocket, per se. He's you know, wanted to have meetings after practice and wanted to be on the same page with the checks and understand how, you know, how he can run his route to be open on time. For him, it was just about confidence, you know, going out on the field and making the plays he's been making in practice, because we've seen it, you know, especially this offseason, this training camp. You know, he's been making a lot of plays. Then we start the season, he barely, you know, sees the field the first four or five games. And now the last couple, he's really been taken off. So I'm proud of him. It's tough to do that, I think, when you really sit for four games and don't play. Then fifth game, we have some injuries. He's got to step in. And then six and seven, he has big games for us. So I'm really, really proud of him. But he cares about it, and you have to appreciate that as a quarterback.
Aaron, you seem to always enjoy that kind of chess match with Urlacher at the line of scrimmage. Are you going to miss that at all?
Yeah, I will. You know, a lot of respect for Brian on the field and on the golf course as well now. He's a class guy. I always enjoy the competition. But, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I've been here for, this is my ninth season. Obviously been in a lot of Bear Packer games and gotten to know a lot of the guys over the years. Through various events and stuff, Pat Manley and Robbie Gold and Peanut and Tim Jennings and Lance and Julius. And she, obviously, Jay Cutler and our buddies at Forte, so I'm at the Pro Bowl. And just a lot of respect for those guys and the job they do. And, you know, I think when you play in this league, it's a fraternity per se. And, you know, there's a respect for guys who've been playing for a long time and been playing at a high level, and I always enjoy the Bear Packer games for the competitiveness. Obviously, the fans care about it a lot, but the friendships as well.
I have a question for you, if you don't mind me asking, about the State Farm commercials, which seem to have taken on a life of their own. And how do you feel about the popularity you're getting just based on a TV commercial?
It's surprising. It is, especially after I read the first script the first year. I didn't think it was going to be what it is now, but been a blast to work with him. The production team, the director, the staff are hilarious, and it's always fun to just be there for that day. Just being around such talented people this year with, obviously, with George and Robert, to be able to be a part of that skit, which I was a big fan of when it came out. Even though I wasn't a Bears fan growing up, I was a Niner fan, just have an appreciation for Chris Farley and those guys doing that skit, especially when Michael came on, and their affection for Mike Ditka. I've obviously rocked the mustache over the years and have a strong affection for mustaches. So the whole thing has just been a blast to be a part of, and kind of bringing the Packer and Bear fans together now.
Aaron, when you look back at the Minnesota game from last week, is there any element of you guys' offensive performance that was particularly satisfying?
Well, we scored on just about every meaningful possession. That was pretty satisfying. I've never been a part of a game where we've had that few of possessions on offense, but we made them count. So I'm proud of the way we did that. I mean, we rushed the ball a ton of times, which is, you know, it takes a lot of pressure off the passing game. So you can run it 40-plus times. Can only help down the road as people start to respect what we can do around the football.
Aaron, the Bears at least haven't announced who will be making their defensive calls. You know, maybe James Anderson, I don't know. But does that matter? I mean, are the Bears and the Packers know each other so well? Does winning that kind of chess match, is that overrated, or does that make a difference, or can that make a difference?
I'm sure anybody who's making those calls, regardless of who they put the helmet on, I'm sure they'll be ready to go and make those calls. I mean, those guys have been in that defense for a while, so the faces may change, but I'm sure schematically it's not going to be some huge changes. It always comes down to execution in these division matchups. It's been some down-to-the-wire games over the years. We've gotten the best of them the last few times, but we don't take this game lightly ever.
Anything else, guys?
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron. See you Monday.
Everybody.